If you're looking for some place to have good food, expand your mind and lay down some grooves by speaking out poems or creating some art, Rocky Ford High School's the place to start. Lakota Children's Enrichment founder and CEO Maggie Dunn says this weekend's Youth Summit on Pine Ridge is calling all takers from 11 to 25. But the term youth is flexible.
You know, the more the merrier. There'll be T-shirts, art projects, and one of our youth advisory board members is leading a project to build community gardens. So you can make your own garden that you can bring home and eventually transplant outside.
If you're not down for growing plants or food, Maggie Dunn says exploring other talents might bring you home.
Autumn Wide Eyes and Jasmine Manns will be running spoken word and poetry workshops together. Andres Gallardo will be the one running the art workshops. He does various different things with spray paint, with acrylic paints. You'll definitely be able to take home your own pieces and also possibly add to a larger piece.
Thinking about the road I've been walking on, the impact of the dirt road hurts my feet.
Jasmine Manns is a writer and poet who travels the world sharing her words. Manns was on the Pine Ridge Reservation this week to help present awards to winners of Lakota Children's Enrichment's third annual Writing and Art Challenge. Manns says developing the ability to share their thoughts and feelings through words is perhaps the most valuable tool Lakota youth can be given.
Once they know that they have a voice, then they can use that to create change and to defend themselves and to defend the people that they love.
Manns adds that once Lakota youth know they can articulate their thoughts, they can communicate with the world. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm James Kent.